Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
The world is waiting. The world.
All you assholes step into the library in downtown fucking Pangaea. It is massive and empty. The shelves and the books haven't been burnt and used by those in need over hundreds of years. There is a large circular staircase in this entry that leads upward to story after story, and then there is the sky as the roof has collapsed or been torn off so long ago. But as though by a miracle, you see a fish tank the length of an entire wall, as though it's been tended to much more recently than everything else. It still holds salt water and is filled with a vibrant pink coral, with strange flashes of gold scattered through it.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Great.
You know, we still gotta get it out of there, right?
We have the shields, right?
We'll take the tank.
Yeah, that's great in theory.
Well, we certainly can't take it out of the tank. Pull up the bus.
I don't think we can fit the bus over here, can we?
Yeah, I don't think we can get it here.
Not the way we came, at least.
Jamie, can you sense psychic energy, or do you have to, like, make physical contact?
I have casual brain receptivity, so it says the victim has to be able to see me, but I think I would also have to see it, but I don't have to touch it. It's just not as deep. It's just reading someone.
Well, what's the weather like? Is it scary?
Rowan, would you roll me 2d6 for a weather check?
Why are you putting it on me? I didn't ask. 3.
The rain is audible, the stairs in the entry even becoming wet, but you do not see anything falling from the sky.
It's invisible.
Ghost rain.
Amazing.
I'm not sure I like that. We don't know what this one does.
I love it.
Maybe we should stay here a second. Wait for something that we do know.
I'm a little more worried about internal threats. I want to do a little stroll of at least the immediately accessible vicinity and, like, listen for people or look for recent signs of life.
Jamie and Wei leave the fish tank to Kay and Rowan. Where do you both go?
Probably start with this floor, like immediate vicinity. I don't know, should we go upstairs? I don't know if we should go too far.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to like start here and work our way out so that we can at least hear if anything bad happens. Jamie, are you okay?
Yeah, why?
I'm not sure if I, maybe it was a trick of the eyes, but I thought I saw a tear from a distance.
Oops, sorry you had to see that. But, yeah, I mean, you cry all the time.
All the time?
Well, yeah, I mean, people don't really like it when you comment on what you stole from them, but I can't help but feel it, you know? People don't like that I get to feel what they're feeling sometimes, but it's impossible not to care for them. People just kind of assume that I don't care, but they don't know how to deal with that kind of one-sided vulnerability. I think it scares them. Maybe for good reason.
Well, I guess that's why I want to know if you're okay, because you know what we're thinking and feeling. I want to know what you're thinking and what you're feeling.
Immediately starts crying. I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that before.
If Jamie starts crying, Wei will come in and just not quite sure what to do, but like just kind of arms open. He's imagining, because his parents weren't really the type to show much physical affection. Hugging, he would never see his parents kissing or anything like that, but Wei has seen enough other kids and their parents hugging to know kind of what to do with his arms.
Jamie might be the only person in the world who's more awkward at hugging, but is so sincerely stoked about it that it is a very sincere, like, bear hug. You know, maybe it's just because I don't really get a choice in the matter, but it's hard for me to imagine why somebody would splinter off a part of themselves on purpose. You know, these seem like pretty welcoming people. Well, Rowan, at least. Is there a reason you don't want to show them?
You're right. It just, it's hard to know how someone will react when they see all of you. And I feel like we've come a long way, and I think we've built a friendship, and I'd hate to ruin that.
Well, maybe this is cynical of me, but in my experience, most people don't like most things about other people. But all that means is most of your relationships are fake anyway, so what does it matter?
This isn't fake, right?
I don't even know how to be fake, man.
Okay. I might need a little bit of time to work up the courage, but I'll let them in the circle.
Cinematically, we see your backs as you look forward against this wall, painted with a variety of textures and colors, crayon marker, soil, whatever they could find. But it almost looks like a visual journal of someone's time here. There are images of a shadowed figure searching for supplies, a view of a skyline from a high point, of mud sculptures decorating a crossroads. Looking down into the entry, you see in red paint and large letters, "No gods, no afters," displayed above the front door. And not far from that, you see Rowan and Kay looking into the surprisingly bright aquarium.
I'm just kind of looking at the aquarium, trying to figure out if we actually can carry the entire thing to the bus, because that's going to be really heavy, especially if there's all that water in there, and maybe it would be better if I should just...
We can do it.
I like your faith in people, Rowan.
It's what I'm made for.
And how do you feel about that?
What do you mean?
You say it's what you're made for. I mean... Don't you want something?
I want to make people happy. And peaceful.
That's not really something for you, though, is it? Don't you want to be a little selfish?
I think if you... could see their expression more plainly. I think they're trying to recall a time when selfish was something they could do, because they remember what selfishness is, but not necessarily what it means to embrace the feeling.
Well, tell me, maybe if you tell me something you want, I can try to remember what that's like.
Something I want. I mean, this is, it's...
You're looking at the ground.
Robin, it's complicated.
What's complicated?
It's just... I don't know. I guess there's one...
Your face is changing colors.
Robin!
What? Are you okay? Are you in distress? Do you need water?
I'm okay. Rowan...
Yes.
Okay, if I tell you something, you have to promise not to tell anybody, okay?
I promise.
You promise? You pinky promise?
I pinky promise.
I like you, Rowan.
I like you too.
Thank you. So... There's not a lot of people I can talk to, honestly, like I can talk to you, right? But there's, you know, there's this girl.
What about her?
We've got a good thing going, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, I go over to her house and, you know, we have a chat, we have dinner together, you know? It's like, we're real good pals. And it's just, you know, I mean, I might want to be more than pals, you know? But we're like pals right now, and we're real good pals, and I don't want...
Co-workers. Colleagues.
Yeah, we're
real good colleagues, Rowan.
I feel I'm missing something.
Rowan, do you know what love is?
I'm not sure. I do still have feelings of care for my family.
I guess it's kind of like that. I mean, it's complicated. It's hard to explain to...
Well, to be fair, the level of care I feel for my family also feels somewhat like the level of care that I feel for all of you now.
I think it's more like that, you know? Sometimes you just find your people. And I'm really glad that we found each other.
I am too. But I still want to know, what is it about this girl?
What do we see the two of you doing with this tank and the coral within it?
I'm like kind of walking around it, trying to measure the dimensions in my brain, figure out maybe how heavy this water is, because Rowan probably is not gonna necessarily... Can we contain coral inside Rowan?
I would say while Kay is trying to figure out the logistics of transporting this coral, since Rowan is themselves the source, I think I treat... Even when I shouldn't, I think I treat many living things as though they are people. Since I have come into this coral space, they are technically now in mine. So I think I'm going to roll for all are welcome. So I'm going to see how I can get to know our new pink friend. So I get to ask two. Okay. I would say... My first question would be, I know we've been sent here to take this coral back, but also I want to make sure that I'm not bringing anything back that we haven't made contact with this coral before. I'm going to ask if it's hiding any disease by any chance.
What happens when a chosen one decides he'd rather make pastries than fulfill prophecies? He opens a bakery. Absolutely No Adventures is an audio drama that follows Chosen One Sig as he dodges quests alongside his eldritch horror baking assistant and isekai'd New Yorker witch friend. In each bite-sized episode, he has a new epic adventure to avoid at all costs, while making friends and a few enemies along the way. Check us out on your favorite podcasting apps for breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
Rowan, you can see the secrets within water and within growth, like hidden rings of how it expanded. You can assume that it would not do well outside of the liquid, which isn't a disease, but it is a danger. Upstairs, we see Jamie and Wei walking through this space, not finding much beyond evidence of small ancient fire pits and rubble. After a time, you do find a small closet-like space off what may have been a conference room at one point, and within it you see a large variety of musical instruments you may or may not have seen in this moment of history. There's a cello, a drum set, guitars, wind instruments, and so on and so on.
Jamie. The These are incredible. Do you... I know I'm usually the one performing, but do you want to give it a shot?
Okay. I'll pick up the cello. It's probably as big as I am, and just start kind of playing around with it. I've got a little bit of a mathy brain. I start to find a rhythm.
The moment you touch it with your brain or hands, your fingers lock into the correct position as though you have always known how to play.
I didn't know I could do that.
It's beautiful.
We'll play something and I'll pick up speed a little.
Jamie, what does your intro to this song resemble before Wei builds on that?
Well, I chose a cello, and so, especially as I'm figuring it out, kind of slow, gloomy at first, but I start to find a little more of a melody, really deep and kind of melancholy, but it kind of reverberates, in the chest, the way a really deep bass does.
And Wei, how would you add to that as Rowan and Kay look up from stories below you as the music fills this massive place?
Yeah, I think it'd be one of those sad love songs of pining after maybe heartache. Maybe even a desire for a heartache that couldn't be. Just the feelings of wanting, of yearning, of reaching out and not being able to interact in the way that you want. I do want to ask if, because we did see the figures on the art, if there might have been a name on there, any name.
On the cello, on the guitar, and various other instruments, you do see the name Caspian, either written or carved into them like with a pocket knife.
Okay, I think drawing inspiration from this, because when Ty would perform, one of the crowd favorite elements would be if he brought someone up and asked them for their name and, you know, tried to sing something to them directly. And I would like to use one of my new moves, because I took something, it's called Lost, and I'm going to whisper the name Caspian, because when you whisper someone's name to the world's psychic maelstrom, roll weird, on a hit, they come to you with or without any clear explanation why.
Can I help?
You certainly can help.
So I got a 6.
Well, so help. I think if I roll high enough, then they get to add our HX. So I rolled 11, so you should be able... What is your HX with me at?
My HX with you is plus 2.
It should be plus 3 because you get the same as what I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so on a hit, they come to me with or without any clear explanation why. If I got a 10 plus, I get extra bonuses. If I had missed, then you can ask me 3 questions and I'd have to answer them truthfully.
This is an amazing moment that you all are a part of. Rowan and Kay see a large chunk of the coral just vanish from the tank. Suddenly gone, the water drops with the change of what the tank holds. Up above, Wei and Jamie see this chunk of coral just appear in front of them in midair before it falls to the ground and shatters. On the floor, you now see a skeleton curled in a fetal position with small growths of coral and gold spreading through their ribs and bones.
And Ty, the performance just ends abruptly. It's just like a... Caspian?
Did you do that? Drop the cello.
Wei and Jamie look down over the stairwell for a moment and see Rowan and Kay looking up before returning to the bones.
Is the skeleton still, like, crusted with corals?
It is. You can see the coral begin to shrivel and dry as it hits the open air.
I'll take off my jacket and wrap her up. I don't know, it might at least slow it down.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just got lost in the music.
Wait, have I ever seen you perform without your mask before?
No,
Magic was in you all along.
We go downstairs, Rowan and Kay looking at a tank missing over half of the coral it previously held.
Don't do that again. Don't do that again, whatever you did. Don't do it.
Hey! What was that?
There was a person.
What do you mean there was a person?
I called the name on the instruments, and...
The instruments?
Yeah, there's instruments up there.
You definitely would have heard the music, but it did stop suddenly.
Is Caspian Fred? Or didn't Fred live here?
I'll show you the... I'll unwrap my coat. We need to keep it wet.
Don't get in the tank!
I told you we need to take the tank. I told you.
Maybe there's something lighter.
We gotta book it.
I was thinking we could, like, reform the shields into, like, a bucket kind of thing. I have an idea. I'm gonna run back upstairs to get one of the drums. Maybe if I can find one that's watertight enough. But while I'm up there, I want a super quick scan through the area where we saw books just to see if any survived that I can grab.
You do not find books, but the occasional chunk of like a cover that avoided the fires and scavengers. Some of them covered with dark drawings of shadows, of a dog with multiple heads, of a strange masked figure in a city on fire.
I'll just grab whatever I can quickly shove in my into my shirt. I don't want to take too long, and go grab a drum. I don't know if this will work. Maybe we should put a little water in to see if it can hold.
I think an unexpected layer of sternness comes to Rowan. I need you all to sit with me in ceremony for a moment, please. You ripped them from their home. And the coral was hurt too. At this time, I will roll. For a step into the flow.
So, I think the ceremony just takes form as an apology for disrupting their peace, for disrupting their embrace that we still don't know whether it was voluntary or not, whether whoever this truly was, you know, Caspian, went there unwillingly, or it was the only comfort they may have known to be with this coral. So I'm going to try to roll, and we'll see. Okay, that's an 8. Wait, no, a 9. It's a 9, so I can choose 1. And I think I'm going to go for... And anyone, if anyone else is feeling this way, it's not just for this person I'm having the ceremony for. If what I say applies to you as well, it can help you too, because you're part of it. So I'm going to go for anyone bereft is comforted.
I think Wei does, because, I mean, he was hoping, along with when he reached out to Rowan after we heard the sounds from the pylons, that maybe we could find this person who was alone, and I guess not realizing how long it could have been, hoping that it wasn't that long. And so Wei would feel a little bit better, I at the very least knowing that we couldn't really do anything else. And sometimes the closure is better than wondering.
I think Jamie goes along with the ritual, but is kind of confused by it. By virtue of having a natural attunement to the minds of others, the absence of a mind creates a very stark distinction between person, not person. And so I kind of participate in this ritual more sensing the grief coming off of you two. But as we kind of wrap up, you know, I'm sorry that you felt moved to do this, but I don't know what better meaning we could give their death than bringing life to somebody else. I don't think that's a bad thing.
You hear a horn, long and drawn out in the distance.
But we might be about to die. We should probably hurry.
I think we gotta go.
Why are we afraid of a horn? They could be friends.
They could be, but they could also be not friends. Not everybody has as good intentions as you, Rowan.
We now have something pretty valuable, too. We should probably scoot.
Wei, as a musician, how far do you think the music could travel from a massive concrete building without a ceiling?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I would say that maybe... I could see, and Farrell, correct me if I'm wrong, but I could see that maybe Jamie and Wei never having really jammed together before, that we probably let loose a little bit too hard, and it could go, I mean, hundreds of yards.
Bass, like, reverberates.
Absolutely.
I didn't know I could do that, so for sure went hard.
Yeah.
There are buildings, plants, and creatures that have not heard music in over 200 years, now suddenly all listening to the open air.
Oops.
So, what's the plan? Are you all making camp for the night, or have you decided to head out?
I'd rather figure out what we're doing with the coral and try and get back to the bus.
I know I look real tough and scary, guys, but I'm really not much of a fighter. We should probably hurry.
Yeah, just in case.
I've been outvoted.
Do I have, like, a canteen? I just want to fill a canteen with a little extra, just in case.
Cinematically, we look up from the drum to see all four of your faces looking down into it. It is easy to notice that the coral has begun to grow, very slowly, but also certainly, as the thunder cracks outside of the walls.
How heavy is the drum?
It can easily hold like about 10 gallons of water, so it may be much easier for two of you to carry it instead of one.
Okay, so two people carry, the other two stand next to the people carrying, holding a shield.
I think Rowan has a vision for how this coral and Caspian have existed together, growing together for so long. I think Rowan wants to bring Caspian with us, if we can get Caspian on the bus, even though it's a little grotesque. In the drum as well. Is there room?
Oh, there's the little drum too, if you want to carry her separately.
You're gonna shove the corpse into the smaller drum?
Showing out options. Totally up to you, Rowan.
Theoretically, we could... Well, you had your jacket. How would you feel if we soaked your jacket in water and then wrapped it around Caspian to, like, kind of keep the whole thing damp so the coral doesn't dry? Then kind of just, like, perch it on top of the drum.
I really liked this jacket, but for the cause.
I would like to carry Caspian.
If only Ty was here.
If only Ty was here, then we could have another person carrying a shield.
Yeah.
We could use an extra set of hands.
He's got to take care of Mr. T.
Like, I don't want to make it weird or anything, but I don't know if I would trust Kay to hold a shield above me.
I apologize.
Jamie and Wei, as you are all preparing to leave the safety of the library, could you both roll me a hard check as you lift the drum? Do not roll below a 6, my friends.
Did I mention I've minus 2 hard?
I've got minus 1.
So I rolled a 7, but I got a minus 2, so it's 5.
I've got a 4. Minus 1 is 3.
Why'd you make us do it?
Mission not accomplished. It's over, guys.
The world is waiting in silence as one side of this motherfucking drum slips from a grip and hits the ground hard. You are able to maintain control, but you do see a small crack form in the wood of the drum.
Sorry, this fucking cyborg hand glitches sometimes. We got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got this.
What does that sound?
We really need to go.
You all step outside. You hear the distant horns, now less distant, maybe drawn to the beautiful music or each of your beautiful goddamn hearts. It's a slow process, moving so carefully. The thunder rumbles, the sky flashes bright. Rowan is holding a parcel that once had a name that you all still do not know. Wei and Jamie carrying the hope so gently, and Kay guarding whoever they can with a shield ripped from a party bus as you all step out into the courtyard.